In a bustling city where ambition thrived, Sarah sat in a chic cafe, her laptop open but her focus elsewhere. At 32, she had climbed the corporate ladder faster than her peers, earning accolades and respect. Yet, as she glanced around at couples sharing lattes and laughter, an unsettling weight settled in her chest. Despite her professional success, the pressure to find a partner loomed larger with each passing year. Across the table, her friend Mia observed her. "You know, I wish you could see what I see. You're amazing," she said, her tone steady and encouraging. But the compliment fell flat. Sarah's mind spiraled. The societal narrative painted her as incomplete, a puzzle missing a piece simply because she was single. It didn't matter that her career was flourishing. The world still judged her by her relationship status. The cafe buzzed with conversations, but Sarah felt isolated. It was a feeling many women shared, especially those navigating the complexities of dating in an era defined by digital connections. In online dating, the dynamics skewed heavily. Attractive men received a flood of attention, while many women found themselves competing for fleeting interest. This Porsche polygamy left them chasing after men who seldom committed, leading to cycles of disappointment. Sarah remembered her late-night discussions with Mia about the high heels effect. Women, outpacing men in education and earnings, faced a shrinking pool of suitable partners. Successful women like her often faced stigma and questions about their single status, while men were celebrated for their independence. The double standard cut deep, fueling feelings of inadequacy. Mia sipped her coffee, unaware of Sarah's internal turmoil. "Have you thought about trying a new approach?" she asked. "Maybe you should focus on what you want, not what everyone else thinks." The idea lingered, but what did Sarah truly want? She felt pulled between societal expectations and her own desires. Statistics floated in her mind: rising childlessness rates among women over 30, the increase in marriage age, and the growing economic independence that should have empowered her. Yet here she was, grappling with loneliness, while men around her struggled to forge meaningful connections. It was a complicated web of emotions and societal pressures. In the back of her mind, Sarah recalled an article proposing that raising the minimum wage could help address loneliness and economic disparities. If more people had financial stability, perhaps they would feel less pressure to find validation in relationships. But how could that change the landscape of dating, where connections seemed increasingly difficult? Sarah took a deep breath, trying to shake off the pressure that weighed on her. She closed her laptop, the screen dimming as the cafe's sunlight faded. "What if I tried something different?" she said, her voice more confident than she felt. Mia leaned in, intrigued. "What do you mean? Maybe I could step outside my comfort zone. Go to places where I might meet new people. Not just work events or the usual spots," Sarah suggested. Her heart raced at the thought. It felt risky, but also exhilarating. "What would that look like?" Mia asked, her eyes sparkling with curiosity. "I could join a dance class or volunteer somewhere. Anything that breaks the routine," Sarah replied. Each word opened new possibilities in her mind. Mia nodded, a smile spreading across her face. "Yes, you might meet someone with similar interests. Plus, you'll have fun." Yet doubt seeped in. Could she really shift her focus from the pressures of finding a relationship to exploring new experiences? What if she met someone and it didn't lead anywhere? With each passing moment, Sarah felt the weight of expectation press down. The fear of failure loomed large, but so did the desire for connection. "Why not start small?" Mia suggested. "Just step out this weekend, see what happens," Sarah nodded slowly. The plan seemed simple, but a mix of hope and apprehension bubbled inside her. As they finished their drinks, Sarah felt a flicker of determination. Maybe she could redefine what success looked like for her. Later that week, Sarah signed up for a weekend salsa class. The thought of dancing in front of strangers was terrifying. Still, she felt a spark of excitement. On the first night, the studio buzzed with energy. Couples moved gracefully across the floor as the instructor called out steps. Sarah stood at the edge, her heart racing. She felt out of place, surrounded by couples who seemed at ease. But as she stepped onto the dance floor, the music washed over her. Each beat pulsed through her. With each step and twirl, she lost herself in the rhythm. She found joy in the movement, her mind clearing of worries. At the end of the class, Sarah felt a sense of accomplishment. No romantic connections yet, But that wasn't the goal. She realized that engaging in her passions could reshape her feelings of loneliness. After a few weeks, Sarah met Jake, a fellow dancer. He had a calming presence and a genuine smile. Their conversations flowed easily after class, and she felt drawn to his warmth. Yet even as hope bloomed, the familiar fear of disappointment returned. Would this lead to something real, or would it fall flat like so many encounters before? As weeks passed, Sarah and Jake grew closer. They laughed together, shared stories, and exchanged dreams. Every salsa class felt like a celebration, a space where Sarah could move freely and express herself without fear of judgment. Jake admired her passion, and she found solace in his steady presence. Yet the shadows of doubt never fully dissipated. Each time Sarah felt her heart flutter, a familiar voice whispered, reminding her of the potential for disappointment. Was she getting ahead of herself? Would this connection fizzle out like so many before? One evening after class, Jake suggested grabbing dinner. Sarah felt a thrill, but the anxiety bubbled beneath the surface. As they sat across from each other, the restaurant buzzed with chatter, but Sarah's mind raced. She focused on his eyes, his smile, willing herself to stay present. "Can I be honest?" Jake asked, breaking the silence. His expression was earnest. "I really enjoy our time together. I haven't felt this way in a while." The weight of his words wrapped around her. "Me too," she replied, the truth spilling out. "I've been afraid of getting hurt again." Jake nodded, understanding. He reached for her hand across the table. "We can take it slow. No pressure, just enjoy what we have." In that moment, something shifted. The fear that once loomed large began to recede. Sarah realized that real connections were built on vulnerability, not just on romantic possibilities. She felt lighter, as if the burden of societal expectations had lifted. After their dinner, they walked through the city streets. The night air was cool, and the lights twinkled like stars. As they strolled, Sarah felt a sense of freedom. Perhaps it was okay to embrace uncertainty. Maybe it was okay to explore a relationship without the pressure of where it might lead. Weeks turned into months. Sarah continued to dance and explore new activities with Jake by her side. They attended art exhibits, tried cooking classes, and even went hiking. Each adventure deepened their bond, shifting the narrative she had clung to for so long. With every shared experience, Sarah felt her loneliness wane. She learned to appreciate her independence as valuable, not as a mark of inadequacy. The relationship with Jake became less about fulfilling societal expectations and more about shared joy. One afternoon, while they sat beneath a grove of cherry blossoms, Jake turned to her. "I'm really glad we found each other." "I feel the same," Sarah replied, her heart swelling. She realized the journey they were on was as important as the destination. As petals fell around them, Sarah understood the beauty of connection was in the moments shared, not just the labels attached. Whatever the future held, she felt ready to embrace it, anchored in the knowledge that she was enough, with or without the societal narrative.